Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to this very special edition of Atlanta Business Radio. It's actually Radio Day here at Office Evolution in Dunwoody. We have had such a good time here this morning, caught up with some old friends, made some new ones. This is going to be a fantastic segment. Joining me, of course, is our host, Sanjay. And you haven't been back in the country that many days, have you?
No, about 2 days, actually.
All right. So you were in Liberia.
Yes, I was. West Africa.
And you captured a couple of interviews for us that will be published pretty soon, yeah?
Yep, exactly.
All right. Well, you ready to do this thing?
I am. Are you guys ready to do this?
We're ready.
All right. Okay. First up on Office Evolution Radio this afternoon, please join me in welcoming to the program with janitorial contracts, Mr. Bryant. How are you, sir?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm looking at your business card right now, and it's pretty self-explanatory. It says janitorial contracts. So I just want you to give us a little bit an inside of what that actually is, what your company is.
Well, basically what we do on a local and national level is we produce and help individuals that are starting a cleaning service. We help them to generate commercial cleaning contracts. We make sure that they're in compliance as far as their business, make sure they have business license, make sure that they have the general liability commercial insurance. And we help them to take their business from where they are inception to where they want it to go. And we do this on a number of ways. We've created a system called janitorial proposals equal janitorial contracts.
Okay.
That's a system that I personally developed over the years. We have over 40 audio CD trainings that I've authored to help individuals learn the industry inside and out. So wow. This is something that we feel that the market need, not only locally, but like I say, on a national platform. So that's something we're excited to bring to the table for this year of 2019.
Well, thank you for explaining that to me, because looking at your business card, I would have thought that I can personally call you for some sort of janitorial contract. But basically, you're someone that's helping other people to build their company. And you just basically downloaded a lot of different things on me. You said you have a CD. Can you explain more about that and
Yes. How
you help people?
Exceptionally. Basically, a lot of individuals, when they're starting the cleaning industry, it's a $152 billion a year industry.
Oh, wow.
So it's a very large industry, and it's a very easy business to get into. Most individuals or cleaning professionals that join this industry, they know how to clean. 97% know how to clean professionally.
Yeah.
However, on the flip side, 97% do not know how to generate commercial cleaning contracts for their business.
Okay.
So we focus on that end. We focus on that end, and we help them to get the training that they need. We consult with them to help them secure these commercial cleaning contracts. So it's a very interesting technique. And over the years, I've been in the industry. My father had a cleaning service for over 50 years.
Oh, wow. So this is like in the family.
Five boys, two girls. We all learned the cleaning industry.
Yeah.
And so I kind of took it to the next level because I saw there was a need in the marketplace with cleaning professionals.
Yeah.
And so I chimed in and started developing products and services that can help these individuals. Because if you're in the cleaning industry, and I always tell clients this, if you're in this industry and you have a cleaning business in name, but you don't have cleaning contracts,
mm-hmm.
you really don't have a cleaning business. So yeah. We've developed products and services to help them get to the next level. So that's one of the things that we're doing in this industry.
So is your company teaching other people how to properly clean? And are you going in depth on how they should, you know, run their business?
Well, basically, it's how to run their business.
Okay.
We don't have clients come to us and we teach them how to vacuum, how to dust.
Okay.
How to empty
thank
trash.
You for clarifying.
We don't do that because you should already know that.
Right.
Okay. We teach you on the business side.
Okay. Okay.
Where we help you generate commercial cleaning contracts of any variety. You know, we have office cleaning contracts. We have retail cleaning, storage cleaning contracts. We have dental office contracts, movie theaters. Whatever type of contract that you want to secure for your business, we can definitely help you do that.
That makes a lot of sense.
So who is an ideal customer that comes to you?
Well, basically, individuals that are starting in the cleaning industry that goes and get a business license. We have access to over 2,000 cleaning professionals that start in this industry every week around the nation. So we get that listing, and these are individuals that we target with our products and services.
Yeah.
And we do this by sending them to our website, and they can go to our website, and they can actually purchase the audio CDs that they feel that they need for their business.
And what exactly is on this audio CD?
Basically, it's step-by-step instructions. For instance, if you wanted to generate retail commercial cleaning contracts,
right.
Then you would purchase audio CD, you would listen to the audio CD, and you would follow the step-by-step instructions that will really show you and tell you how to secure that particular type of contract.
Okay.
If you want to focus on movie theater contracts, you know, most cleaning professionals, they have their types of contracts they would like to focus on. Some may not want to do movie theater contracts. Some may not want to do restaurant cleaning contracts.
Yeah.
Some may not want to do auto dealership cleaning contracts.
Yeah.
So they focus on the type of contracts that they would like to secure in their respective business.
How can we reach you online or anything like that?
Well, basically, we have individuals go to our website, which is www.nationaljanitorialcontracts.com. This contract is catered towards the company that we've developed with the system proposals equals cleaning contract system. If you want to get more education in reference to the industry, we have them to go to www.myjanitorialcontracts.com. And that website there gives them educational tools that can help them take their business from where it is now to the next level by having them educated about their business.
Okay. And about the CD, the audio, how can I access that? Do I find that on the website as well?
You find that on the website. All of them are on the website. Yes.
Before we wrap, I actually do have a couple of questions. The sales and marketing approach in your world, how do you get new clients? How does that work?
Yeah, basically, we have a database. There are over 2,000 individuals that start the cleaning business around the nation. And so we have a platform that we utilize to get that listing, which we know the name of the business, the name of the owner, the address, phone number, email. We get all that information.
So, I mean, once they're aware of this, they must just eat it up. They must really embrace this idea of having this kind of support, right? Because they're out there winging this part of it. They know how to clean.
Right. They know how to clean, but they don't know how to get the contracts. And if they don't have any contracts within the first 90 days, most of them will stop the cleaning business and go back and get a 9-to-5 job. Because you got to have income coming in. And it's their dream. And so we're the only company in the nation that teaches them how to get their own commercial cleaning contracts. Now, there's a couple of people out there, companies out there like the franchise industry. But when you join a franchise industry, you're not getting your contracts. You're basically what we call it buying a job. Because you're coming in and you're dropping down a large down payment and they providing you with a contract, but they're their contracts. And you have to clean those contracts. And if you're not doing a good job, they will pull them from you. So we have an audio CD called The 9 Red Flags of the Franchise Industry.
Oh, my.
Because we have a lot of clients that come to us that have tried the franchise and wasn't satisfied.
Oh, wow.
And so our concept, we help you develop your own commercial cleaning contracts where you get paid 100%. Because we believe that if you're doing the work, you should get paid.
Well, I know I would find that very attractive. Do you think you maybe could get some media contracts together for me so I could sell more radio services?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Not a problem.
Right, this is a universal skill set.
Right.
So now, do you office out of an Office Evolution? Is that?
Yes, we do have an office here at Office Evolution, here at Dunwoody location, and we also have it at the Alpharetta location as well.
Well, and that's one of the things about this system, right?
You,
if you're a member of one thing, you've got access to some other.
Right, to the whole network.
So yes. That's got to be attractive.
That's very attractive. We're looking at some things in Jacksonville, Florida, and also Tampa, because we have two office locations out there.
Wow.
So we're looking to expand in that area as well.
Yeah. So what do you need more of right now? Do you need more clients? Are you recruiting for people on your team, or what do you need the most?
Well, we can use more clients because we need to get the word out about this industry and how we can assist individuals that are starting and operating mm-hmm. a cleaning business that may be frustrated, because when you don't have the proper assistance that you need to take your business to the next level, it can get frustrating.
Sure.
And you give up, you know, so we don't want you to give up on your dream. And if we can help you take your business to the next level, that's what we're here for.
Fantastic. Well, keep up the good work, man.
I will. Yeah. We will. And we appreciate this platform that you guys are being able to help us get the word out.
Of course.
All right, so one more time, if people want to reach out, have a conversation with you, or access some of this educational material, what's the best way for them to do it?
The best way is to go to our website, www.nationaljanitorialcontracts.com, and also www.myjanitorialcontracts.com. Both websites will get us in direct contact with us, and we will be able to help you in that area.
Marvelous. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story.
My pleasure.
Hey, stay with us. We're going to visit with one more guest, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Next up, Sanjay, you ready for this one? This is the headliner.
I am.
All right. Please join me in welcoming this gentleman. He's executive director with Unity Tailgate. Very interesting concept. Mr. Mark Goodman. Good afternoon, sir.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here with you all.
So do you wish you had a resource like that to help you write all your contracts?
Oh, my
How
goodness.
Cool would that be?
Absolutely. And I already think of about a couple people that I know that I'm going to send your way, because Excellent. I totally agree that people know how to clean, but it's a matter of getting the business. And you yep. have the missing piece that right. so many of them don't have.
Excellent.
Well done. Well done, Brian.
Thank you.
You guys need to talk and link up and see definitely. How you can help each other.
Definitely.
So I'm looking at your flyer right now, and it says world's largest tailgate. That's pretty big.
Absolutely.
So explain to me, what do you do with these tailgates?
Sure. It started off back in 2011. I was inducted in Canton at the Pro Football Hall of Fame as one of the top fans of the NFL.
Okay.
And representing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh.
What we discovered quickly is at a tailgate, as you know, everybody gets along. Everybody's high-fiving, enjoying
yep.
themselves. And all of a sudden, those differences, whether it be black, white, Christian, Muslim, gay, straight, Republican, Democrat, all that goes away, and everybody's actually having a good time
yep.
and getting in conversation. So then about 4 or 5 years ago, I thought about, why don't we reverse the paradigm on this?
Hmm.
Let's set up tailgates to get people in conversation.
Okay.
So started putting together tailgates without a game, just to get people in conversations.
So it's just an event where people are getting together, having a drink or two, and just engaging in good conversation.
That is correct. Setting up just like a regular tailgate. So we have, in this case, for the NFL,
okay.
and the event is happening the day before the big game, depending on if we're not allowed to say that other word that starts with an S and starts with a B, that's here in Atlanta.
You're absolutely allowed to say it. Absolutely. And I want to share with you a recent experience I had. I was at a Philadelphia Eagles bar, a bar that's known for Philadelphia Eagles being the patrons. This was Rocky Mountain
Pizza. I was there as well.
You were? Okay.
Yes.
There was no black. There was no white. There
that
was
great.
No. We were all
Isn't
green.
Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, what a fabulous experience. I just want to echo what you said about that dynamic.
To your point, there's something about food, drink, and sports. Food, drink, and sports that bring us together. And so we all know that there's a problem, right? Or at least most of us, and everybody should know if you don't know. But our mission is not to point out there's a problem, but to provide a bridge, a solution, to get in conversation.
Yep.
And once you can get in conversation, who knows where that will go?
Yes.
So I always like to appeal to people is, at home, when's the last time you had somebody over for dinner mm-hmm. of a different race, a different religion, or a different political background? And if it's been too long, maybe you need to be thinking about it.
That's a really good point, because it has been too long, and I don't remember when the last time I did that.
Excellent. So that's our challenge. So our mission is not to put on just a big party. We judge our success not on the day of the event, but in the days and the weeks and the months afterwards. As we watch social media, our relationships growing. Are they? So give an example. As we've had the mostly white Vikings fan group go over and hang out with the mostly black Giants fan group. Mm. And they're having a great time together, yep. And hashtag Unity Tailgate. Wow. That makes
amazing.
A difference.
Yeah. So I just want to backtrack a little bit. You said that you didn't want to mention the big SB words.
That's good. So apparently we can with the Super Bowl.
Yes, we
so
can.
We have the luxury of having the Super Bowl here in Atlanta.
Yes.
We're going to have over 200,000 people come to the city. Most of them won't be able to go to the game. We're going to have just this excitement that's going on. But we're also going to have a national press that has the ability to come in and hear this message.
Okay.
So I'm appealing to everybody to come out to the Unity Tailgate at the Georgia International Convention Center, right next to the airport. You can get there by car, free parking, or by MARTA through the airport station and then the shuttle over. To come and support this and see what that's all about.
Right.
Come and see what unity and diversity and charity looks like at its best. But also then for the national press that we can talk to them and get this message out that, look, that black and white together,
right,
or whatever differences are, that we can come together and make a difference and enjoy and share food, drink, and sports to make a difference.
And music.
And music.
I love music.
We'll have music out there as well, and cornhole and other games.
I love all of that. So I'm guessing that your main mission statement is just unity and bringing everyone together and just being able to see our differences and make it a positive thing, I guess.
Absolutely. That's correct. So many people, even in the early stages of understanding where this needs to be fixed, they want to be colorblind. And we say we don't want to be colorblind.
No.
No, I don't want to be colorblind. I want to embrace
the differences
and celebrate the differences. So we're going to have lots of different types of food for all different races and backgrounds, religions, even vegan.
Wow.
We're going to have a lot of speakers on this subject.
Yep.
The in between. And a lot of it just getting together to try and build conversations. So yes, you are correct. Our mission is unity, diversity, and charity. The charity part, we are benefiting Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and Boys and Girls Clubs of America.
And I love that. I was actually a part of the Boys and Girls Club myself when I was growing up.
Wow. Then you know,
so that's amazing.
You know the amazing, fantastic work that they do.
They do.
So what we're doing is our success is not on how much we can raise. Most time fundraisers are based on that, correct?
Sure, yeah.
Yep.
We don't care how much we raise. Our job, our mission is to get people in the act of giving.
Right.
We would rather raise $200,000 and 90% of the people donate than $500,000 and only 10% of the people donate.
Mm-hmm.
So as a result of that, we're going to have a lot of NFL players out there and a lot of VIPs. And to get in the VIP section, you have to have a VIP bracelet. The only way you can get a VIP bracelet is by donating to our charities.
Yep, that's amazing. Wow. So you speak so enthusiastically about all of this. I just want to know where you started this. Like, where did it come from? What inspired you to begin this whole Unity Tailgate?
You know, that's a great question. I rarely get asked. Thank you. Is from my background, even though I've had a nice, successful executive career, is I lived homeless on the streets of L.A., eating out of dumpsters and soup lines as a teenager.
Wow.
And I know what it's like to be a minority in a majority world. I know the struggles that's involved into it. And so as a result of it, I like to speak more in majority and minority, because if you're a majority in majority world, you don't see it. You don't get
you don't.
It. As a minority in majority world, you can see it. So my job, my mission, my passion is to show other, especially majority people, an understanding of what it's like to be a minority in a majority world.
Right.
To open up the up your eyes.
Right.
So, is this a nonprofit?
This is a nonprofit. This is not a money-making organization. We're appealing people. We need more vendors. We need more sponsors.
Yes.
We need your help out there. But also, we need more tickets. It's only $10 in advance and $15 at the door. Mm-hmm. And in fact, for our listeners right here, with a VIP code, VIP19, that's VIP19, if you go to unitytailgate.com, you get 30% off on your tickets.
Awesome. So I wanted to know, how are you involved with Office Evolution?
We do shared office space with them at the different locations. And we're just a huge, huge fan of what they do and the people that are behind it.
Right.
There are a number of office spaces available, but very few that have the passion to make sure that their businesses succeed. They usually just have an office space for you to rent.
Right. And do you see yourself involving or interacting with a lot of other businesses within the office evolution?
Absolutely. And what I love about what they do is they help promote that interaction, as evidence what we're doing right here today.
Exactly. So how can we help you? How can we bring more people to this event? How can we promote this?
The number one is please share this. We're here trying to make a difference. And so especially for anybody out there in a minority situation, right? Whether it be of color or whether it be a sexual preference or whatever that is, we're out here fighting for you right now. We need your help.
Yep.
Please spread the word. Get people out there. Access to it, we need additional volunteers as well. It's going to take about 300 to 400 volunteers to put this on.
Wow.
So at unitytailgate.com, that's unitytailgate.com, very simple. On Facebook, Unity Tailgate, Twitter, hashtag Unity Tailgate.
Unity Tailgate it's, on everything.
It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple.
Okay. If you don't mind, I want to back up a little bit because this Football Hall of Fame thing, my wife is the youngest of five girls. They're all huge football fans, more so than any of the husbands. And they all went and visited. The Hall of Fame was the last Sisters Weekend. They do one of those every year. Are you a member of the Hall of Fame? What is your because you were like a fan or something.
That is correct. You won't see my name or picture in there. It's an entire group. We are in there. So people like the Hoggets and some of the other.
How cool is that?
That's correct. And so it is a group. So we have our meetings there and walk in the Hall of Fame parade. And it's just a passion. And the mission on that is good sportsmanship, fellowship of fans, and charitable contributions. It's all about bringing people together and giving back. What does it look like to be a great fan? Not about passion. Throwing beer at another person of a different team doesn't make you a great fan. It makes you a jerk.
Good point.
So we like to say you never want to lose that rivalry, right? Hate the team, love the fan.
Right.
Your team sucks, but you're cool. Want a beer?
And this coin you just handed me, this sort of commemorates this this event or this association?
That is correct. It is very tough to get in, but they're very careful of getting the fans that are contributing the most to other fans.
Right.
I'm equally fascinated that you found yourself homeless on the streets of L.A., was it?
That is correct.
How did you achieve some escape velocity from that? Was there a critical event? Did you just get lucky? How did you get out of that?
Well, not to necessarily the platform, but God has a lot to do with that as well. There's a great God story in there. But it is a determination that it was a really bad situation that I grew up in Detroit. It was actually safer and better in L.A. So actually, it was a step up, if that makes sense. And I've got great memories of it. So I got out of there and made a determination that I would have a greater opportunity. So I've been able to travel the world. I like to joke around even to say I've been to the UAE, been invited as a guest at the palace with His Highness and His Excellency.
Wow.
So I can say I've dined with kings and dined out of dumpsters and everything in between. And so now I share this passion for others, that just because those were the cards that were dealt to you doesn't mean it has to be that way.
That's
and
right.
So much of it is building community with others that will go alongside of you and help you and bring you up.
And even things that may seem like little gestures or little actions, those of us who have been very well blessed and are currently enjoying some of all of the things that you didn't at that point in your life, we don't have to do these monumental gestures to make a real contribution and really make a magnificent impact in someone's life, right?
That's correct. And what you can't do for many, do for one. It's a very simple process. It's just what can we do to reach out to that one person that's next to you, beside you? Absolutely.
Sanjay, that is why this is so much fun, isn't it?
So much fun. You meet amazing people who are doing amazing things.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. One more time before we wrap, let's make sure that our listeners know how to get in touch with you if they'd like to have a conversation. And let's make sure we get the coordinates and the particulars for this this Unity tailgate event coming up.
Absolutely. As far as email, it's very simple, Mark, M-A-R-K, at unitytailgate.com. But go to unitytailgate.com. Get your tickets as soon as possible. Sign up to be a volunteer. And if you have a business, it's a great way to promote your business. Come aboard. Let's go make a difference in the fact of unity, diversity, and charity.
Very well said. Fantastic. Again, thank you both for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Until next time, this is Stone and Sanjay with the Business Radio X Network, our guests this afternoon, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next time on Office Evolution Radio.